Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Just last week, I returned from a trip to Ireland. It was a trip that was canceled last May due to COVID, but this year we were able to go. The trip was led by a lady from our diocese who is a wonderful travel guide. 40 of us made the trip. We flew from Detroit to Chicago, then on to Dublin. And what always amazes me when I fly is how they can pack 200, 250 people in those planes with all the luggage we carry with us. And then you think of the weight of the plane, and yet when those pilots fire up those engines as you head down the runway, it's amazing how quickly you pass through the clouds, which sometimes can cause a bit of turbulence, yet above the clouds, the flight is so smooth. Smooth enough for some people to fall asleep. I, however, am not one of those people. We were in three busy airports, Detroit, Chicago, and Dublin. And as you see those planes land and take off one after another, just kind of all of a sudden passing out of sight through the clouds, it's an amazing sight. And with COVID bans seem to be more lifted now, more people are taking to the skies to various destinations these days. It's one way that we humans are lifted from the earth, getting on a plane and taking a trip. This recent experience came to mind for me as I reflected on the readings for this Feast of the Ascension. Some dioceses still celebrated this feast last Thursday, but most dioceses, like our own, celebrate the feast on the seventh Sunday of Easter. We find two accounts of the Ascension in our readings today, one in the Gospel and the other in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Luke concludes his Gospel with the story of Jesus' ascension, how Jesus first reminded his followers that it was written, that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that the forgiveness of sin would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Jesus reminds his followers that they are witnesses of all these things. Jesus then gave them kind of a reminder or a warning. His Father had made a promise to them. They were to stay in the city until they were clothed with power from on high. My brothers and sisters, the Father is always faithful to his promises. So they were to wait for this promise to be fulfilled. The task that faced those disciples was to carry on the ministry of Jesus, and it was a difficult one. And he knew they needed to be clothed with power of the Spirit in order to accomplish the work of Jesus Christ. Jesus then led them out near Bethany, and with hands upraised, he blessed them. That blessing was the last thing Jesus did for them. And as he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. Luke says the disciples then returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy. Jesus had spent a period of 40 days bolstering the faith of his followers so they would continue his mission. And that mission has continued to this very day with disciples like you and me. However, we only carry on the mission of Jesus when we are filled with the power from on high, the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. The good that we do in this world, the good that others do, it's not about us. Rather, it's about the Holy Spirit working in your life and mine, accomplishing the work of Jesus Christ in this world of ours. The love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, or any other gift that we bring into this world is because the Spirit is working in and through each one of us. So we need to give credit where credit is due. Not taking credit for the good that we do or we accomplish, but thanking God for sending the Holy Spirit to dwell among us and through us. Now, Luke begins the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles by describing the 40-day period that begins with Jesus' resurrection and progresses to the ascension. Luke tells us Jesus presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he suffered, appearing to them for 40 days and speaking of the kingdom of God. The risen Jesus was alive, and he showed himself to those who followed him faithfully. Yet again, we hear about this promise of the Father. While meeting with them, Jesus enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For in a few days, you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. We celebrate that feast next Sunday as we gather to celebrate Pentecost. Now, Jesus wanted his followers to remain together. They were to wait together for the promise of the Father to be fulfilled, the sending of the Holy Spirit, in order to give them the strength and the hope that they needed. It was the bond of the Spirit that would unite them and enable them to carry on Jesus' mission and his ministry. As Jesus tells them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. With the Spirit working in you, you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. You see, Jesus needed witnesses of his presence in this world. He needs us to be his witnesses in the world today as to how he works in our lives and our world. As Jesus spoke these words, as they were looking on, he was lifted up and a cloud took him from their sight. Suddenly, there's two men there, dressed in white garments, standing there, and they said, "People of Galilee, why are you standing here staring at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken from you will return the same way you have seen him going into the heavens." Folks, these faithful people couldn't stand there, frozen, staring at the sky, dazed and dumbfounded, wondering what just happened here. Suddenly, Jesus was gone. But there was work to be done. These faithful people couldn't stand there staring at the sky. They had work to do, and it was up to them to continue and get on with the task that Jesus had given them. St. Paul reminds us in our second reading, the Lord gave us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of himself, so that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened and that we would know the hope that belongs to this call and sense the greatness of his power in all who believe. My brothers and sisters, there is so much work that needs to be done in the world in which you and I live. People need to come to know Jesus through us, through our speech and our actions, how we care for other people, reaching out to those in our world who are hurting in any way. The poor, immigrants from Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Central America, responding to the needs of the lonely, the sick, the downtrodden, and the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted people who are preparing in Texas to bury their own children. These people need our help and our prayers. We need to reach out and touch them with the healing love of Jesus Christ. The ascension celebrates Jesus leaving this earth and returning to his Father. But Jesus is still with us, and His presence needs to be felt through you and through me. Because wars still rage on among these nations. People are dying in our city streets every day. There's so much violence and terror. People using one another for their own benefit. The homeless crying out for help. It's up to disciples of Jesus Christ to accomplish His work in this world. Yet, the important thing is, we don't do it alone. The power of the Holy Spirit is working in our lives to accomplish Jesus' work. He is here with us and among us on this earth. You and I can be lifted from this earth as we travel by plane to any destination. But we can't remain in the heavens. At some point, we have to come down, and that plane is going to land, and we have to get off and get on with the work that Jesus gave you and me to accomplish. It's His mission. It's His ministry to bring healing and love, compassion and mercy to the people who cross our path. It's up to us, folks, as His disciples, to accomplish His mission in this world every day and beyond.